The following programming is sponsored by Bloomer's Home and Garden Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Bloomer's in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
Are you ever confused? Why are annual flowers such different prices? One area, they're like $5. The other area, they're $2. Packs are, what, $2.99? Mm-hmm. We'll explain why the expensive plants may be your better option. Listen in during our first segment.
Are your weeds growing faster than your lawn? We'll tell you why they seem to be in overdrive this year and the best methods to get rid of them in our second segment.
As the weather warms up, everyone's starting to spend more time outside. Have you noticed your neighbors getting closer? Stop looking at me! Do you want to regain your privacy? In our third segment, we're going to tell you your best choices for a living fence.
Hydrangeas will be blooming any time now. If your hydrangeas look a little more pink than blue, we have the science to turn them back for you. Listen how to get the blues in our fourth segment.
That rhymed, Julio. That was good. That's good. Since plants have discovered marketing, you don't know what's actually an original introduction and what's an old variety with a good label. We'll try to clear up the confusion as best we can in our final segment.
So stay tuned and we'll be right back in a garden right after these messages.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic OMRI-listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertilome's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons in a gallon of water. The best part is, Triple Action may be used up to the day of harvest. So, the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's Triple Action and expect to have the best-looking plants in the neighborhood.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Aaron, be quiet. All right. Julio and I both have colds from Aaron, probably. Yeah, thanks. Probably.
Maybe thank Petri
you.
Dish.
You keep telling me it's allergies. I've never had allergies in my life. And I don't think you have allergies either.
I've been having allergies.
Yeah?
Yeah, I guess it's depending on the area. Where I lived before, I didn't have as much vegetation around me, especially in the city environment. Down here, it is wild.
Yeah, you're right on the edge.
Yeah.
Oh. Gigantic park.
Man, listen, and it's raining pollen every day.
Well, suck it up and get out there.
Yes, sir. Yep, May 15th is past, so get out there, guys.
You have the green light.
Absolutely.
All right, what we're going to discuss is the fact that there are plants that are started as little baby plants from seedlings or from cuttings. The cuttings require that they have to get rooted, they have to grow, and they have to actually cut them back to make them fuller plants, and that they're an original clone of the original mother plant. So when you get a, say, for instance, geraniums, most geraniums, there are both cutting and there are some seed types of geraniums, but the majority of them are all like this brocod geranium. And there's different types of geraniums, and that those are cuttings that are rooted into the soil. All proven winter plants are cuttings. All of the branded plants, for the most part, and this is where it gets confusing for customers and even for us, that the branded plants, some have original genetics. I hope you're following me out there because I think I'm confused. and Aaron, you're going to be perfect for this because Julio knows just enough to be dangerous, and that where you really – this is a topic that's a little on the confusing side.
Correct.
For a new homeowner, new gardener.
Right.
So let's back up a little bit. So – I'm a greenhouse grower, and I grow plants, and I sell them to garden centers. I sell them to different companies, whether it's a box store or whoever. And that where I start my plants, one from seed, which is cheaper and easier, but there's variation in that seed. It's not going to be the perfect plant. Like, say we have, like on the table here, we have a 4-pack, which you often see, and I call them cell packs. And there's usually 8 of those cell packs to a tray. And Julio, that's a lobelia. Do you have the variety name?
Spinera.
There you go.
Lobelia Riviera.
So Riviera lobelia.
Yep.
Okay. Now we also have a lobelia that's in a 4-inch pot. Okay, now let me find out here. This is a Techno Cobalt Blue spreading lobelia by Syngenta. This is from a cutting. Okay. The price for this plant is going to be double of what that 4-pack is. And that 4-pack is from seed. But the problem is this is going to be the perfect plant matching the mother plant. So it's a clone of the original plant. The seeded one can have different, it can look a little different, a little bit variation from what the variety says. It's still going to be that variety by seed. But say, you know, hi, I'm Mr. Lobelia, and I've got to pollinate my flowers so that I get seed that comes out. And all of a sudden, I have a white one that's going to pollinate the purple one, and it's going to be a little bit different. And that seed goes into the pack, and somehow it's a little bit different. So that it can have variation that way. When you have a cutting, it is the exact copy of the original plant. So it generally, anybody out there have, when they're growing a plant, like all of a sudden you expect it to have all pink, let's just say impatiens, regular impatiens, not New Guineas, not sun patients, but regular in a cell pack, and all of a sudden you've got one that has a white flower. They're supposed to be all pink. That's the kind of variation that you can get, and that's also where new plants come from. Now, if you took that white impatient and you took a cutting off of it, the next one would be white, and the next one would be white. They'd all be the same exact plant as that original one that was in your garden that all of a sudden, for some reason, you've got a white one. And that's the kind of variation that you can have with seed types of plants. Boy, this is, sounds confusing. Do you understand, Julio?
Oh, yeah.
Aaron, you
I'm following you. I'm following you. I mean, the thing is, you know, being, like you said, Julio is knows enough to be dangerous, right? They say informed right. gardeners are dangerous ones, especially when it comes to what you buy, right?
Right.
And, you know, to me, right, not knowing anything in terms of the cutting versus, you know, what it would be from seed, to me, they would look the same.
Sort of,
right?
Maybe.
But so with, in particular, like Techno Cobalt Blue, mm-hmm. is that more so because the mother plant, the size, the color, the variation of it, it is the exact same?
The exact same. The way that it grows, that the way that it's more of a spreading, that it can hang over the edge of a pot, that it can do really well. Where a lot of the cell, like for instance, cell pack petunias, generally they're not going to be, and that we have another cutting variety.
Right.
This is actually a Petcoa.
All right. Yeah, there you go. Another all hybrid. Right. There we go.
This is the hybrid. So you have a petunia and a Calibrachoa that.
Hybridized.
There you go, Julio. We'll keep it clean.
Yeah.
And so. Where now you have Petcoa, so petunia, Calibrachoa combo.
Not to be confused with where I take my dogs, to Petco.
Petco, very good, all right. But so this variety is going to resemble this plant all the time. Never any variation. It's going to always be this plant.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Okay, and where we actually had an instance before we went on air, there – you know, this was supposed to be a red Suntory Serfinia
mm-hmm.
petunia, but the flowers are kind of small. And I was looking through the plant and I found the real tag customers, and we know who you are.
Yeah.
Took the tag that was for the other petunia and put it back into the Petcoa. So it. And there the you bell, go. You
the,
have that.
Inside the, what do you call the yellow part inside the bell?
Throat.
The throat.
And that,
okay.
that's how we knew that's that it knew. Was okay. the Petcoa, where the throat was not red
right.
like the Suntory.
It's got a right. little tinge of yellow all the way down. And it's, right. it's beautiful. It's a very good looking plant.
It is. Now, Suntory, okay, is a company that sells and markets their own genetics to growers. Excellent. I mean, their plants are superior. They are on par as good, if not better, than Proven Winners.
Hmm.
Okay? Proven Winners, they have the whole kettle of fish, where they have not only good genetics, but they also have an outstanding marketing team. I think their marketing team is better than their genetics sometimes. And that where growers have to buy, they have to buy the pot, they have to buy the tag, they have to do all this stuff and it constantly to promote Proven Winners. And that's why wherever you go and you see a Proven Winner pot, you know it's a Proven Winner, but it's also part of that whole marketing, you know, giant.
Sure.
And it's interesting for garden centers like us. You know, we've always wanted that.
Sure.
But we didn't necessarily want the box stores to have it.
Sure.
And simply for that reason, it's not the same plant. Like
gotcha.
I know where I buy my plants, I get the best plants. I don't just get, you know, some guy from Virginia that's shipping plants to, you know, New Jersey because he's the best price and he has a contract with Home Depot or Lowe's or whoever, and that the plants are you know, where our plants are outstanding. Mm-hmm. And Abby came to me. Abby runs the annual department, and she goes, "You know what? I was in Lowe's the other day, and that I hear you tell me all the time that our prices are cheaper. It's like I couldn't believe the difference in prices at how less expensive Bloomers was compared to what they had at Lowe's." And it was like, "Yes, your independent garden center, okay, is not just because we're independent doesn't mean that we buy bad or we are expensive or we, you know, gouge anybody. No, our pricing structure is basically margin, but that's another show. But what we're going to talk about is that marketing has confused our industry because there are companies, and God bless them, we love Centerton Nursery. And Centerton Nursery is one of the best nurseries in the country.
Yes.
Hands down.
Absolutely.
They have Chef Jeff vegetables. And those of you that are in the Northeast or the Mid-Atlantic have probably seen them at your local garden center. And what's great is that they select really good varieties, but they're not always unique. Like, I had an issue with the customer said, you know, I want Brandywine tomatoes. And I was like, no problem. We're right here. No, I want Chef Jeff Brandywine tomatoes. And that I know Bobby Blue is happy to hear this.
Right.
She wouldn't buy them because she wanted the Chef Jeff branded Brandywine tomato, even though it's a seeded plant from the same seed that the other plant was. I get it. I get it.
You hear that, Bobby? You hear
But the thing is that they've dumbed it down so that our customers can know that they're getting a good plant, but we still have to have the oddball varieties like the patio white eggplant or Ichiban eggplant. My gosh, if I could find some, it'd be great.
Right.
Again, we have to have those off brands. And they're not off brands. They're just unique. And they're unique types of vegetables. And Centerton did this years ago with roses, where they chose the most hardy, best variety of roses and called them hassle-free. It's not so much the genetics were unique, but the selection. If you got a hassle-free rose, you got a rose that was easy to take care of. Now, in our final segment today, we're going to talk about a different variety of rose, which is truly unique genetics. So what am I saying? Let's wrap up. I was listening to, what is it, Mike Rowe podcast. He goes, let's land the plane.
Yeah, let's get dirty.
That's his line. And so what we're trying to say is that the higher the price of the plant, the more likely it is unique genetics and is a cutting and a clone of the original plant. The cheaper the price on your herbaceous plants, like we're talking about here, like the difference between the pack lobelia and the potted lobelia or pack geranium, or I'm sorry, pack, for instance, marigolds and individual, that again, it's the difference between being a seed and having variant or being a cutting and being an exact clone. How do I decide what I'm going to buy? If I'm going to plant in the ground, I will buy the seed bedding plant because it's cheaper and I need more. If I'm only doing a small area in the ground, I will do the cutting variety, and they're called herbaceous cuttings, and that I'll do cutting varieties because I know I can count on them. And that I'll make sure that I always, without fail, will use the cutting varieties in my containers, hanging baskets, anything like that. But where do I put the seed varieties? That's going to be in the ground when I'm doing a big area or something like that, where that's what I'll do, where it's not somebody's looking at an individual plant. They're looking at a mass planting. Mass planting's always using bedding plants. Vegetables, I'm going with cell packs for the most part. Or the inexpensive single pots of vegetables, because believe it or not, Bloomers has grafted tomato plants. They're going to be $20 a piece, but they're going to be disease resistant. They're going to be more vigorous. They have all of these characteristics that get the benefit from grafting. But that is another show. We'll be right back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Wanting to up your game in the vegetable garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvests. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Last year, millions of Americans asked the internet about protecting their lawns and gardens. There's one simple answer: BioAdvanced. Because gardeners have trusted the blue bottle for decades. Invasive insects? Blue bottle. Lawn fungus? Blue bottle. Japanese beetles? Blue bottle. A BioAdvanced answer for every question and guaranteed solutions for every problem. BioAdvanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BioAdvanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care controls insects and diseases, plus feeds.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Julio is going to tell us all about what?
What?
Weeds gone wild. Holy wow. Spumoni.
Ooh,
I've gosh. Got weeds everywhere through my lawn. Yeah. I have everything from dandelions. I have chickweed. And they're growing like crazy.
You got everything, huh?
You know, a lot of times during this point that a lot of the early season weeds have died out. And they haven't. They haven't. And that because it's been so cool.
Cool, yeah.
And it's been cool now, right? Mm-hmm. But it has been warm through the winter. So all of those annual weeds.
Winter weeds.
They've overwintered too. So not only have they dropped their seed, the mother plant's still alive. So we're dealing with plants that
quite a bit,
have overwintered. So there are weeds all everywhere. Everywhere.
Oh.
My son-in-law, Steve, new father of my grandson, Jake. He said, you should do a segment on weed control. Here we go, Steve. I hope you're listening. Anyway, so what we've got are weeds in our lawn. And let's just assume we haven't seeded or anything, although Steve has. But it's a weed and feed. You'll go into your local garden center, and you'll see weed and feed everything everywhere. And it's bags that you put in a spreader, and you go and spread it all around your yard. All right. So if it were me, and it is.
It is me.
I'm not putting a granular weed and feed down, except for one, and I'll get into that later, because you have to make sure that the active ingredient in the weed part of the weed and feed sits on the leaf surface of the weed. You can't put it like on a windy or dry day to where, you know, it just bounces off and it ends up into the soil. It's not killing anything in the soil. It has to work from the top down. And that brings up another thing. I was walking by and somebody from Bloomers was talking to a customer about it. You have to let some, you don't cut your grass and then put it down. You've got to let some growth happen. So you want to wait probably anywhere at least 4 days from the last time that you cut your grass, because you want those weeds to grow so there's something to catch the granules of weed control. Sounds like a pain in the neck, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
What do you think, Julio?
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
What's my suggestion? Liquid.
Liquid.
Use a liquid weed control, and you're going to use something where, depending on what you have mostly, but probably the broadest label is going to be any of the liquid dandelion controls are pretty good. You know, Weed Beater Ultra is our favorite from Bonide, and Weed Beater Ultra will control pretty much, it's labeled for everything from, I guess, clover to dandelion, so it controls broadleaf and other weeds. You are not going to control crabgrass, by the way, but you wouldn't with a regular grain or weed and feed. Anyway, so what you're going to do, you're going to put down just regular straight fertilizer. This is why I hate the four-step programs.
Yeah.
Oh, what a waste.
Yeah.
So you put down the regular lawn fertilizer, and then right after it, you hook your sprayer up, and you go and you spray your liquid weed control to the point where it rolls off the weed, and that completely coats it, so you don't have to worry about doing the balancing act of the granules on that leaf. Because it really depends. Like, what happens if we get a shower in the afternoon? Well, guess what? It's not going to work because it's going to wash it all off. Mm-hmm. It's best to do, if you're just committed and you have a weed and feed and you already bought a step program, you've got a weed and feed, it's best to do it when the grass is wet. So early morning, so the dew is on it, because it's got to stick to it. But you don't have to worry about all that if you just use a liquid weed control.
Easy.
And again, you may have a really large yard, so you might need to get an extra hose. If you use a hose end sprayer, that's the kind that where you actually just where the water comes out on the end of the hose, that you connect it there and you put the chemical inside that little sprayer. And that you don't even have to just set it at the top. You don't have to mix anything. You know, they used to be where you had to mix stuff and you had to mix it in that little thing.
Yeah.
Now it's you just set it at the top. You put the concentrate in. You just spray. And when you're out, you go get some more. And again, you want it to just roll off the foliage and that's enough. And then keep going. So you're moving pretty quick. It's not like you're watering the lawn. Yeah. You're just spraying the weeds so that you coat them. But that's my method, and then you're going to do great. The only alternative that I would say, and it's a granular, is the 5-in-1 weed control by BioAdvanced. The reason I like that is because it does control crabgrass and it prevents crabgrass and it controls dandelions and controls broadleaves and it has a fertilizer. But again, you have to apply that wet and that, I mean, do you have crabgrass? Probably not. But there's a good chance with it being so warm, depending where our listening area is. If you're, you know, farther, you know, say to the south, you're going to have warmer weather. If you're west and north, that crabgrass is surely dead. But again, it all depends on what you've got out there. Liquid is my first choice. Granular fertilizer, lawn fertilizer. Jonathan Green, Green Up. I think they changed their name to It's Very Green now. Just the name of their fertilizer is still Jonathan Green. I would use that with a liquid weed control. Perfect. And again, you want to make sure that it's a it controls dandelions, it controls clover, it controls not going to control your broadleaf weeds, not grassy weeds.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't want to by mistake put down like a Roundup on your lawn.
Oh, no.
But again, it's safe. As soon as it's dry, you can let your pet run on it, and it's safe. Mm-hmm. Anything to add, Julio?
No, it's an easy step.
Yeah. You
know, 1-2 with liquid.
And I do have one thing to add. If you put down seed, you have to wait until all of that seed has been germinated and cut at least twice to be mature enough to apply any of the weed controls. So whether it's fertilizer with weed control or whether it's a liquid weed control. And again, you can't seed for about 4 weeks after you apply it. So again, use liquid. Mm-hmm. Use liquid. It is the best. It's maybe a little bit more difficult because you've got to go out there with the hose and you have to do it. But it will be more effective rather than putting it down a weed and feed and say, this stuff doesn't work. It does. It just has to be the perfect conditions. And when do we get that? Not often.
Oh.
Not all. We're gardeners.
Yeah.
The weather's never right.
Never right.
Yeah. We'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hedge, screen, living fence, what do you want to do? I don't want to see my neighbors.
No.
I have this is an issue that's close to my heart. I have a 55 and older community behind me.
Ooh.
And they thought that my barrier was theirs.
Ooh.
Yeah, all of a sudden I heard the chainsaw going. I stopped that in a hurry.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh.
They took it down, huh?
Yeah. 55 and old. How does this sound? 55 and older. And they put in a hot tub.
Oh. Hey, you sound like my parents right now, man. No, let me tell you. Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So my parents, they moved to Atlanta probably like 10 years ago. Yeah. And they live in a development. I mean, the mayor's in the complex, like chief of fire is their neighbor, right? But behind them, they didn't have any type of shade, you know what I mean? Instant shade or anything, any type of hedging to block the neighbors behind them. And the lot isn't all that huge, but my dad said he came outside one time and they were out doing the adult resort thing. Coming out in their birthday suits daily. Right? Daily. I don't even know. Like,
it turned out that it was right. The adult community meant adult community.
Right. But I mean, we live in New Jersey, so we're used to, you know, you go to the beach, Gunnison, and there's, you know, there's
completely. Not any of the beaches I go to.
It's right next to Sandy Hook. Like, yeah,
well, yeah. There you go.
Right. But I say all of that to say simply, this is a very, very popular topic this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So here's some things. Let me rattle some things off. You don't have to do a complete hedge. Arborvitae, 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 arborvitae. Oh, my gosh. Monotonous. Right. You can do a mixture of an arborvitae is a conifer, and again, there's different types. There's junipers that get as tall as an arborvitae, spruces, pines, but you mix them with a broadleafed evergreen, like for instance, skip laurels.
Skip laurel, beautiful.
Okay, they're also known as cherry laurels. Okay, and that you put those in with the conifers, and you break it up a little bit. You can always put some different types of, you know, like a good twiggy type of.
I remember her.
Okay, get back in the game, Julio.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, wait, you brought up adult community. He's a twiggy. How did we get there?
Oh my goodness.
Those of you that that are under 60 have no idea what we're talking about. Anyway. So, but you're doing a mixed hedge rather than in screen, rather than something else. My mixed screen in the back has got spruces, it has deodar cedars, it has rhododendrons, it has southern magnolias, and it's a blend of things rather than just one thing. But say you're limited on space, then you're going to have to do something. They're American pillar arborvitae. Now let's dumb this down a little bit. American pillar is a variety of green giant arborvitae. Green giant arborvitae do not get eaten by deer.
Yes.
Okay. Leyland cypress, I don't like. I've had issues where they die all of a sudden. They're 20 feet tall and all of a sudden it dies. I've had issues where they don't transplant well. At Bloomers, we don't sell them anymore. We just don't. It is not. And online, yeah, go online, look. Oh, they're the best. Yeah. In Georgia, your parents.
Right.
You know, if they want to get rid of the dating game in the backyard,
right. They
can use the Leyland cypress. but again, you want to use the green giants if you have a deer issue. If not, emerald green arborvitae are fine. Or just, I'm leaning more and more using skipback laurel, cherry laurels as a hedge because the texture, and we talk about landscape, color, texture, form. The textures, and they do get a flower, but it's not like...
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, wow, look at that. It's amazing.
Right.
But it's a little white bottle brush flower that it gets. I just think they're a great plant and that they're used more and more now. And it's perfect. It's perfect. And they don't get that wide. Like American pillars, that's why they're so good. They don't get that wide. I have a regular argument about bamboo with my girl. She wants bamboo. I said, no way. Okay, look, golden bamboo is an invasive plant that you should never put in. There are ways that you can put it in to get around it, but it is not worth the hassle.
Wow.
You will no longer have, they'll be growing up into your house. You'll find them inside growing out of your sink. You know, look, bamboo,
No.
There are non-invasive bamboos, but they're not what you want because they don't have that real tall screen, and they don't do what you want. They're more of a shrub than they are a tall, you know, hedge. I mean,
so they'll take over.
Oh yeah.
That, well, to me, I guess that's why probably bamboo floors are so much cheaper than hardwood floors.
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, I was looking into that, and
I just put in a bamboo floor.
Oh.
Well, I didn't. Danielle did.
Don't let it take over your house.
We just don't spill any water in.
Right.
Again, doing a hedge, I mean, I don't mind my neighbors until, like, you walk out and they... I never used to be able to see them.
Every day.
I never used to see them. And now it's like, hi, Len! oh my gosh, no, please don't be in the hot tub. It was nice. I mean, am I bad?
No.
I just don't want to see them. I just want my own little turf, own little area.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Ed Swetanski, he was our nursery manager, and he goes, I want a piece of property where I can mow the lawn naked.
Oh, my goodness.
He has it now. He's up in New York State. But hey, the thing was is that I understand exactly what he means. He wants to just have some
privacy.
And in New Jersey, you know, we're the most populous state in the nation. It's like, and then why is it so bad? I want to know. Why does everybody want to live here if it's so bad? New Jersey is the best state in the nation.
Right.
Beaches, mountains,
gardens.
We got it all.
Good smells, bad smells.
Hey, don't go there.
You know how we go.
I know I've had my share.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, that's a song. Again, you want to block your neighbors. Your local garden center can help. And don't get cheap. Because again, the less you'll pay, the better the plant will be. The faster the plant will grow and it will outgrow the space. And all of a sudden, you know, it's like you're looking under the skirt of the tree because it's limbed up because it's grown so fast and now there's no bottom to it. You want to, you know, don't cheapen out. How many times does that happen? Pines are great, but they grow really fast and all of a sudden you can see your neighbors again in just a few years.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, you want to use something that is going to be, again, those American pillars to me are the best thing going right now. Just because they don't take up 15 feet wide.
Nice. Four foot, that's it.
Yeah. So, and again, they don't get poodled from the deer that come and eat them. So
trim it up.
Anything to add, Julio?
No, I think we heard every little bit of hedging and no bamboo, please.
No bamboo. Yep. It's just wrong. Yeah. It's just wrong. Again, but mixing. I like a mixed hedge,
yeah.
A mixed screen. Yeah. You know, and then you can do some deciduous things. You can put in, like for instance, a butterfly bush. You can put in some flowering deciduous plants. Even like, for instance, burning bush is a type euonymus. Mm-hmm. Euonymus elatus compactus, where it stays really tight knit, even though it's when it gets its red leaves in the fall and it looks really fantastic and they fall off, mm-hmm. it really is a tight knit plant that it still has the screening capabilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Viburnums, another one to look at.
Yeah.
But again, the best ones if you're doing a whole hedge, green giants, emerald greens, if you do not have a deer issue, and then probably my number one is going to be the skipback laurel.
Yeah, they're the best.
All right, we'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Looking to get rid of those broadleaf weeds? Fertilome's Weed-Free Zone is a broadleaf post-emergent weed killer that kills 80 of the toughest broadleaf weeds in lawns and other areas in your yard. Fertilome's Weed-Free Zone is a fast-acting product. It's a cool weather performer in the 45 to 90 degree range. Fertilome's Weed-Free Zone is excellent for those tough weeds including poison ivy, henbit, Virginia buttonweed, wild violet, thistle, dandelion, chickweed, spurge, and ground ivy. Fertilome's Weed-Free Zone is the go-to tough weed killer in the Fertilome product line. A proven cool weather performer you must have.
So,
the next time you visit your local independent garden center, ask for Fertilome's Weed-Free Zone and expect to have the best lawn and landscape in the neighborhood.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. If you're looking at us on YouTube, folks, Len is still here. He did, he did take something off a little bit here.
I went to scruff from beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next set, I'm taking it right off.
Right off. On
yeah, then my double chin shows. Anyway.
Anyway, hydrangeas are living litmus paper, and we know that because we see it.
Why do we see it, Julio?
Visually, we see it because we know what's in the ground and what kind of pH level we are at.
How? Uh-oh, we're losing them.
Sorry, folks. Well, you need to do a pH test to know where you're Wouldn't at.
Come on, Julio. You know this.
Shoot, I can tell from just looking at it. The color.
Yeah, the color of your hydrangeas.
Yeah, they're blue. It's gonna
Everybody
be
wants some blue, but then they get that blue, pinky look or purpley look, and that ain't right. So here's what we can tell you. When you see your blooming, they're probably budded right now, so you're probably not going to see it yet. And look, gardeners, horticulturists, people that plant, they look at the long game. This is not an instant world, okay, when it comes to gardening and landscaping. If you have pinkish rather than bluish hydrangeas and you want blue, that your soil is probably alkaline, and that where the pigment for hydrangeas is very sensitive. I was reading in an article I'm going to sound really smart, even though I shaved. An American scientist, there was an article in there, it's pretty old, by Henry Schreiber, and it shows the need for aluminum ions in hydrangeas and the pH to be 5 for the hydrangeas to be blue. Now, there is aluminum sulfate available at your local garden center. I like Aspoma. Aspoma is a little bit safer because they're using sulfur, and that sulfur is going to change that pH, and it's going to work fairly quick. But I still want a little bit of that aluminum sulfate in my soil, so I want the pH lower, and I want aluminum sulfate. You will have the most blue hydrangeas of anybody in town. I guarantee it. But it's not going to be first year. It has to take a year or so to work. Just how we talk about lime all the time, where it goes and it has to break down in the soil. Same thing with the aluminum sulfate and the sulfur. And for instance, you're going to use also Holytone. Don't stop feeding your regular Holytone and water-soluble acid fertilizer, because that will have your water-solubles always have a quick response. But you're doing it this year for next year. And so then you've got to do it next year for the following year. So you're always got to be doing it every year. So don't think it's a one and done. It's an every year. And again, you're adding aluminum sulfate to the soil, and you're also adding still doing a Holytone, okay, because that's feeding other elements that you're going to use either aluminum sulfate. If you find your pH, like Julio said, you do a pH test and you find that your pH test is up there, it's like 8, then go ahead and use the sulfur. And again, it's called sulfur acidifier by Aspoma, and that will make your soil more acidic. And that it's combination of the two things. It's pH lower, around 5. It's also having aluminum ions available to the hydrangea, and then just keeping your regular feeding program. Do it. You will be amazed. You'll be amazed. And we have it all the time. How often do we get,
my neighbors are so blue and mine aren't.
And it happens. You'll get, instead of them being blue, they're going to be pinkish. And that they're going to be maybe a little purplish. Like they're none, like all the flowers are different colors. And that's because you're missing those aluminum ions, and that pH is probably pretty alkaline. So get out there and do it. Aspoma Organic Soil Acidifier will lower that pH. And again, aluminum sulfate will also do the same, but it adds that aluminum ion that Henry Schreiber talked about to get them to be that blue, blue, blue color. Azure.
Ooh.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. You'll be amazed. But again, you won't see it till next year. Yep. Sorry for that. Yep. But we're always playing a long game, not the short game. long game. Right, Julio?
A long ball.
That's it. We'll be back in the garden right after this.
Spring is here, and people have a lot of questions about Weed and Feed. There's one simple answer. Bio-Advanced 5-in-1 Weed and Feed. Just one application kills lawn weeds and prevents new weeds and crabgrass up to 6 months. And if crabgrass is already growing, it kills that too. Plus, 5-in-1 feeds and greens your lawn. Bio-Advanced 5-in-1 Weed and Feed. Get more from the blue bag.
Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhiza to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all your potted flowers, vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. If you can't see us, that's because we're hiding behind a beautiful rose.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about, in their first segment, we were talking about how there are varieties. You know what this is like? This is like, what is it? Home Improvement? You can just call me Wilson. So,
well, we see Julio.
Oh, good. Good. That's good. So we're talking about a rose. It's called True Bloom, and it's a rose series, and this is marketing again. We're talking about marketing. And that first segment, we were talking about how marketing is confusing and that there are some roses that are out there that are just the same old rose that's been around for 100 years, but it's just a really good selection. The True Bloom roses is a series of roses that have been developed specifically, one, for those rosarians out there. It's grown on its own root. So that means it's not grafted. A lot of those, of most roses, not necessarily shrub roses, are grown on a separate graft. Like, so hybrid teas, floribundas, grandiflores, they all have a graft so that the roots are more aggressive on the graft portion of the plant. So think of it's two plants stuck together. I hope that you understand that. Now, one of the things with this is that they have crossed over 30,000 crosses. And that where they're generating just new plants, and again, new roses. Wow, that's tall. And that the roses have to have certain characteristics to be more like a shrub rose, but with a tea rose. Aaron's decorating the studio. So if you looked at us on YouTube, you see like all of a sudden, it's all
guys.
Pretty, Aaron. Thank you. Again, true bloom root roses, they have to have multi petal count. And that's one thing that's essential. So big flowers, like a hybrid tea rose, but on a shrub rose clean plant. And the disease resistance for shrub roses, that's what they're looking for. They have done, it's years of trialing with these roses all over the United States, and I'm proud to say here in New Jersey is one of the locations, all over the country, and that to find out how do they perform, how are they doing. I do notice we got some black spot on this side, but we say no matter what rose you're putting in, I want you to spray it just specifically just because all roses get a little bit of black spot, or they're going to get something in that. We're most concerned about the roses with rose. with rose rosette. So if you spray it, you're just taking care of it. But back to True Bloom, it's also there are fragrant varieties, and the flowers just are bigger. So if you're used to like the double knockout rose, that's going to be big, and it's going to be pretty. But I'm really digging the new varieties that they have. Like this variety right here is True Sincerity. And those of you that know Peace Rose, or it has multicolored where it's a blush pink and yellow, it is a fantastic looking rose. And it's just different. Yeah, Carl totally. Has two of these planted at the entrance of a sidewalk and his walkway leading up to the house. Beautiful. Yeah. Planted them last year. They're
incredible.
They're in full bloom. Flowers are big. Again, it's True Bloom roses are unique on their own root, selected from a breeding program specifically for a new series of roses, not a retread of an old rose. So check them out. Go to your local garden center.
Come in and see.
Look for them.
Flowers are beautiful.
They sure are.
It's one of a kind.
Everything. There's yellow. There's red. There's multicolors. There's climbers. And again, they're specifically grown for hardiness and ease of care. But again, I don't care what rose you're getting. I want you to spray it. We need to get that rose rosette under control.
Spray it and feed it.
That's it. All right. Be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
You know, the developer, the rose that we were just talking about is Ping Lim. He is a world-renowned hybridizer that works with Alton Plants is the actual company that he works for. And his goal, Ping has created numerous outstanding varieties, bringing beauty and joy to people's homes. His lifelong mission is to design stunning roses that can be grown by anyone, anywhere. Beautiful. On that note, we'll see you in the garden.
See you in the garden.